Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Tuesday, May the 30th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour, 64 degrees and sunny skies, and I will resist saying Monday because, of course, we all had the big three-day weekend for Memorial Day, which, by the way, last week I kept saying on the air that Memorial Day is the official start to summer. Now, as we all know, summer does not actually start until June 21st. And somebody says, told me over the weekend, they said, you know, that's the official start of summer. Memorial Day is the unofficial start to summer. So, I guess we now have had the unofficial start to summer, but the official start to summer will come June 21st. I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. I did. I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a second. But coming back off this Memorial Day weekend, we've got just a terrible, terrible story. And Adam's running it on the news this morning, and we just got it about 12 hours ago here at the station. And I'm not going to read the whole thing because Adam just did this, but basically about 3 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday, on North Main Street at Fairground Street, there was a crash. Now, what was unique about this crash is it involved a 2021 Marion Police Ford Explorer driven by Officer Daniel Ice, age 51. The second vehicle was a 2019 Ford F-550 Marion City Ambulance driven by Jacob Fall, age 22, of Marion. The passenger in the ambulance was Nicholas Hundley, age 24, of Marion. The preliminary investigation indicates Officer Ice was traveling northbound on North Main Street. Mr. Fall was traveling westbound on Fairground Street. Mr. Fall traveled into the intersection and was struck by Officer Ice on the driver's side. The ambulance overturned and traveled off the northwest corner of the intersection before coming to rest on its side. Both vehicles were in emergency response to a drowning incident at Quarry Park. The victim in the drowning incident was treated by EMS and transported to Marion General Hospital. He is reported to be in stable condition. Officer Ice was taken to Marion General Hospital and later flown by MedFlight to Riverside in Columbus. Which, that's tough. I hope that situation is getting better. Mr. Fall and Mr. Hundley were also transported from the scene to Marion General Hospital with minor injuries. Now, the crash is under investigation. Now, how often do you have an ambulance hitting a police officer and the police officer ending up in Riverside Hospital? And they were both responding, apparently, to this drowning victim at Quarry Park. Now, I did not think you were allowed to swim at Quarry Park. Now, did the rules change there? I thought you were not allowed to swim there. I know you're allowed to fish there if you have a fishing license. And I've been out there several times this year, a matter of fact. But I did not know that you were allowed to swim out there. And accidents happen, so I don't even want to judge how this happened. But I thought that police officers and ambulance and fire engine, when somebody calls 911, I thought that they kind of communicate with each other where they are. You know, how many times, and it's funny because this weekend I saw a lot of this because it was Memorial Day weekend, where an ambulance or an emergency squad, you start to hear the sirens. You pull over to the side of the road so they can get through so you don't have an accident like this. But I guess if you're both emergency vehicles, you don't pull over because you're trying to get to the drowning victim. And what a horrible event to happen here. And it's also interesting in a way because I wonder if it took longer to get to the drowning victim. I don't know. I don't even want to speculate on that because it's just a horrible story, and our best is with Officer Ice and certainly the drowning victim. But it does look like the person was treated by EMS in the drowning incident, and they're in stable condition at Marion General Hospital, which that's much better than critical. I don't think we know what condition Officer Ice is in, except that he's in Riverside Hospital. And the two ambulance drivers, they just had minor injuries and were released from Marion General. But it's a sad, sad, sad case. If anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Both of these guys, early 20s, who were driving the ambulance. Officer Ice was 51, driving the police Ford Explorer. It's just a horrible thing. Can you swim at the quarry? I did not think you were allowed to swim at the quarry. Now, maybe somebody just fell in. Maybe they weren't trying to swim. I don't know. But I thought you still couldn't swim there. You could do hiking. You could do trails. You could do fishing if you have a license. But I did not think you could swim out there. If anybody's got the answer to that, give me a buzz here. I am working out of the home office this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Regardless, it's just a sad situation and horrible that happened. But again, when you're responding, and I'm sure they all were responding fast, because you know when you have a possible drowning going on, you're probably trying to get there as fast as you can. And, you know, that's a weird intersection over there on North Main and Fairground. Not a lot of space in those roads, and I'm sure the traffic was heavy yesterday. I know it was the traffic was heavy out here on Route 95, so maybe that contributed to it. I really don't know. It's just it's unfortunate that happened, that it happened on Memorial Day, and that the injuries have ensued as they have. And when we get an update, we'll bring it to you, and it's just very unfortunate. But we thank Adam for getting that on the news, because we just got that story 12 hours ago, in the evening last night. Of course, it didn't happen till yesterday afternoon, so they had the report out pretty quick for a holiday. So that's that. If you have anything you'd like to say about that, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Just a very unfortunate situation. Now, I want to talk about a few things here. You know, I know a few schools are still in. Not too many of them. Most kids are out of school now. I know, is it Highland or Northmore? I think they're still in for this week. But most schools are out now. Now, because of this, the line at McDonald's in the morning to get the large diet soda is very, very short. Now, that's what I like best about school letting out for the summer, is that I can swing by McDonald's early in the morning before 8 o'clock and get my large diet soda and not have to wait in a line, which I didn't have to wait in a line this morning. It was great. I loved it. So, viva la school letting out for the summer. This past weekend, I had a great time. I hope everybody had a great Memorial Day weekend. I did so much fun stuff this past weekend that I just can't tell you. It was really a great, great Memorial Day weekend. Probably one of the better Memorial Day weekends I've had. But who remembers your Memorial Day weekends, honestly? But it was really fun, and I'll get to the Memorial Day cookout here in a second because, of course, I talked about that a lot last week on the air. But I did go and visit somebody who was in the hospital over the weekend, nothing serious. But, you know, I had not visited anybody in the hospital for quite a while, probably over a year. And I went to the hospital to visit this person, and they actually wanted something to drink from the outside. So on my way to the hospital, I stopped and got two drinks, one for myself, one for this person. And as I was going into the hospital, the people at the front desk, and by the way, the hospital's all laid out completely different now because of the remodel. The lady at the front desk says, "Hey, is this your first time here today?" And I said, "Yeah." And my hands were full. It's really why I didn't stop at the desk. And I knew what room the person was in. And they said, "Well, you got to come over here." And I said, "Okay." Never needed to do that before, but whatever. So I go over to the desk, and they ask me the person's name, which was odd because I already knew where I was going. And they pulled up the room number. And then they gave me this bracelet, which looked like I was going to a concert of some sort. It was a neon bracelet. And I don't know. It was an odd. And you know what the bracelet said? Here's the funny thing. The bracelet said the hospital closes at 8. Visiting hours are over at 8. Now, here's what I want to know. Now, number one, most people know when visiting hours are over because the nurses tell you. And I think it's posted in several places. Now, number two, does wearing it on your wrist make you leave any earlier? I mean, I don't think it would. And it's like a hospital bracelet. You have to cut the thing off. You can't just break it off. And I keep trying to, what in the world is that all about? Why do you need to wear a bracelet telling you what time the hospital visiting hours are over? Now, do they need to differentiate the visitors from the patients? I would think the gowns would do that. I don't know. I just found that funny. Because if you know where the person's room is and you know who it is, I think that's less work for the people at the front desk. But apparently now, if it's your first time in the door that day, it's like going to a maximum security building. You've got to have that bracelet on. And it was neon green. It looked like I was going to a concert, honestly. Has anybody else experienced this over at the hospital? Or think this is a strange idea? You know, I'm an observer of things in life. And to me, that was just an odd thing to observe, to be honest with you. But I could be wrong. That might be totally normal. I don't know. I just didn't get what the I didn't understand the purpose. But who knows? 740-751-4038. Or does anybody understand why this is done? Why you have to have a bracelet on now if you're going to visit somebody in the hospital? 740-751-4038. And not just a bracelet. A big green neon bracelet. And again, the only thing this bracelet says is what time visiting hours are over, that they end at 8 o'clock. But the hospital is looking nice, by the way. Boy, those rooms, those new rooms, single rooms, my goodness. I think back to the old rooms at the hospital when you used to have a double room and had to sleep with somebody in the other bed and with just a curtain down the middle. Hey, boy, it's a whole new world in there now. You got a shower in the bathroom and big bathrooms and nice television, nice view. The hospital's full of windows. I'll tell you, Ohio Health putting some money in the hospital there. Very, very, very nice. That's a plus for us in Marion to have a helipad at the hospital and all kinds of things like that. I thought that was great. Now, I'll tell you, I went to a restaurant this past weekend, and I'm not going to mention the restaurant for this reason. This is a restaurant that says they have very good burgers. Now, I like burgers as much as the next person. I don't eat them a whole lot, maybe once a week. But this restaurant had big burgers. You know, they were very thick hamburgers. But, you know, the burgers were just not that great. Now, they did have very good fries. And they had very good service. The waitress was very, very good. Matter of fact, I got in a conversation with her about how she was working two jobs. She was working at a factory, and she was working at this place, and really sounded like a hardworking person. But I'll tell you, I don't want to trash any business, so I'm not going to say the name of the business. But if you're advertising that you've got the best burgers in the world, you probably should have the best burgers. Now, maybe it's just my taste that I didn't have a taste for what they had, but that was one of the things that happened over the weekend. Other than that, my weekend was great. The weather was great. Couldn't have had more fun. Hung out with a lot of very cool people. Did a lot of little adventures. Really enjoyed myself. And then came yesterday. Yesterday was the return of the Memorial Day cookout / party, whatever you want to call it, after 2 years. Now, last year, I could not do it because I was under the weather. So this is the first time I've done it since 2021. And if you've been listening to the show for a long time, really since about 2015, every year I've been having the Memorial Day, July 4th, and Labor Day cookouts at my house. And in 15 through 21, I would have them every year. Now, last year, I did not have them because I was under the weather last summer. So this year, after 2 years, 700-something days, it was time to return and do the cookout. Now, I had a great guest list, and everybody who said they were going to come did show up. And I said I didn't want it to be a huge thing because it's hard to gauge the food with the people and just that sort of thing. So I only invited people who had been there before. There was only one person who came who had never been there before, and it was only because they were on their way to work and were passing by. So that's all that was. But everybody said yes. Everybody came, and it was just a lot of fun. It was honestly a lot of fun. But I want to tell you some things that happened during this Memorial Day event. Now, well, first of all, I'll tell you, many people know a few years ago, it might have been 2021. It was either 2020 or 2021. And I don't remember which cookout it was, but Mary Ellen Withrow, you know, 40th Treasurer of the United States, comes to my cookouts. We have a lot of fun with Mary Ellen. Well, a couple years ago, when we were doing these cookouts, I went into the house at one point to get something. It was something out of the refrigerator or something that was left in the house. I don't remember what it was. And Mary Ellen had arrived about that time. And when I went back out in the garage, I was horrified because here was Mary Ellen sweeping my garage because I had forgotten to sweep the garage. And Mary Ellen grabbed the broom out there, and she was sweeping out my garage. And I felt horrible, and it's been a tragic event ever since. So yesterday morning at 8 o'clock, yesterday morning, I moved my car out of the garage, and I swept my garage as clean as it has been swept in 2 years. I tell you, you could eat off my garage floor right now. It is that good looking. So once I got the car moved, and then I got the garage floor swept, I got the chairs lined up, I got the tables lined up, and got the grill out, and I was ready to go. I had the food. I'd gotten the food on Saturday. Everybody was coming. All right, everything was good to go. So first thing is, right about 1:30, we started at 2, so right about 1:30, a few people had arrived, and I thought, well, I'm going to get the hamburgers and hot dogs here on the grill. So I put them on the grill, and I'm cooking them, having a good time. You know, it's a beautiful day yesterday. And I started to notice that the grill was smoking quite a bit. And I thought, well, this is kind of odd, you know, because I got the tin foil there, and I got the hot dogs and the hamburgers on top of the tin foil. I thought, why is this grill smoking so much? Because I didn't have it on high. So I lifted the lid, and coming from the bottom of the grill were some pretty heavy-duty flames. Not gigantic, but just big flames. And I thought, I've only got this thing set on medium. Why in the world are the flames so high? So here's what I have deduced when it comes to this. Because I then had to shut everything off so the flames would go down. And when I turned it back on, I turned it on low and just finished cooking everything kind of slow. It was almost done anyway. But here's what I've deduced. Because I did not have a cookout in 2 years, and probably the grill had not been used in over 2 years, I think what happened was there was some kind of a grease fire in the bottom of the grill. Now, you know, we got by. The house didn't burn down, and nobody was hurt. But I think there was a grease fire in the bottom of the grill is what happened. So that was the first thing that happened. A lot of smoke, a lot of grease, that sort of thing. So we got the hamburgers and the hot dogs off. And then my family members prepared macaroni salad and brownies, and they brought the buns. And then somebody who I can't mention, I'm going to tell you this thing about can't mention people here in a second, too. Somebody who I can't mention brought potato chips and French onion dip, and somebody else brought the pop, Diet Pepsi and regular Pepsi. And Mary Ellen brought a homemade coleslaw, which was delicious. And we even had kids at the party. Now, I don't know. I don't even remember if we've ever had kids at the party. You know, young kids under the age of 10. And it was kind of cool because the kids came over. They came with somebody. Again, you know, can't say names on the air, which I don't understand, but it's the way it goes. So the two kids came over, and they're both under the age of 10. I think they're 5 and 9 is the ages, a boy and a girl. And the girl had painted me a picture, which I thought was very, very nice. So I had a nice little housewarming gift for Memorial Day, put that up on the refrigerator. And once everybody got settled, we all went out to the garage. And, you know, it was my family, and we had the two kids, and we had the person who brought the kids, and we had Sean. Sean was there, and we had Mary Ellen, and we had Matthew, who stopped by on his way to work, and we had somebody else I can't mention, because this other person I can't mention is the most hilarious reason in the world, but I can't even tell you the reason, because I don't know. It's undercover, but it got to the point, if you've looked at my pictures on Facebook, we could not get everybody together yesterday because the kids, you know, I always like to take a group picture because I like to post on Facebook what happens at these parties. And I could not get the kids back from the playground. The kids were over at the playground with the person who brought them. So I could not get them over in the picture at any point because they were having a good time. I think they met somebody who they went to school with, of all the odds. And then one of the people who I can't even say was at the cookout, they couldn't be in any of the pictures, so I couldn't get them in the picture. If you've been to one of my cookouts in the past, you probably know who this is, but he was there. And so Mary Ellen's in the shot. And my mother's in the shot, and we got Matthew in the shot, and then I was in the shot, and then I think Sean was taking the picture, and then Matthew and Sean switched, and Sean got in the picture. But I sent everybody a note last night, and I said, well, I hope everybody had a good time, and they all said we had a great time. And I'll tell you, when we all sat down in the garage to eat, and it was just so much fun. We just sat there and laughed and had a good time. And like I say, this is not a family event. I mean, I do have family members there, but really only a couple of my family members are there. It's not even a work event because, to be honest with you, I don't think anybody was there from the radio station except Sean. Well, Matt, Matt, I guess, but I also know Matt from Kroger. So that would be it as far as radio station people go. The other people are just people I've known for a long time and people I've invited. Mary Ellen, you know, certainly. And then we did have one new person this year who brought the kids, but that had nothing to do with family or radio station. Just can't make that official at this particular point. So just had a great time. We did not run out of food. We had all kinds of great food, hamburgers, hot dogs, potato chips, macaroni salad, coleslaw, brownies. It was just a great day. Everybody laughed. And I said on Facebook last night, and if you want to see the food and the pictures of the event and stuff like the gift that I got from the little girl who came to the party, if you want to see any of that, just go to Facebook and the pictures are there. But honestly, what is so interesting to me is, as I said, it's not a family event. And you've got somebody like, well, first you've got these little kids, 5 and 9 years old. Then you got somebody like Matthew, who I believe is only 19 years old. Then you've got people like, you know, me and Sean, who are middle-aged. And then you've got people like Mary Ellen and some of the other people who were there who are a little older than middle-aged. But we all have a great time and just sit around and laugh and have a good time. And I said, you know, it was probably one of the best parties that I have ever had. We did not have any awful things happen. Everybody showed up. Everybody had a good time. Everybody ate. Everybody laughed. And you know what I learned yesterday? Here's something that it took me, I guess, maybe this is why. You know, I talk about marriage on the show all the time, that I never want to be married, and I'm not the engagement type, and that's just not my thing. You know, some people do it every time the light turns green, but I just can't do it. So here's what I learned in life yesterday. I think what made it so easy yesterday was that I didn't have to worry about anybody else. Now, I did have, you know, people there that I had to, I guess, introduce and that sort of thing. But I didn't have to worry what somebody else was doing. I didn't have to make sure that they were having a good time. I didn't have to, you know, make sure, you know, hey, this is over here, this is over there. I didn't have to do all that. And it just made life less stressful. And now that's just a me thing, I guess. But I loved it. I had a great time, a great weekend, and I hope you did too. Now, if anybody wants to call in, 44 minutes past the hour, 69 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion, give us a buzz. Coming back off this Memorial Day weekend, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Did anybody do anything exciting over the Memorial Day weekend, possibly on Memorial Day itself, or over the weekend as a whole? I'll tell you, you could not have asked for any better weather than we had yesterday. Now, Sunday was kind of overcast. And, you know, I even said to somebody, I said, you know, I hope it's not overcast like this tomorrow. I mean, it didn't rain or anything on Sunday. It was just kind of dark clouds. It was not a good-looking day. Yesterday, boy, we had sunny skies and beautiful weather. So, had a great time. Great Memorial Day. Hope you did too. And are making it back safe with us here this morning, here on WGH Talk. Now, if you want to talk about Memorial Day, if you want to talk about the accident between the ambulance and the police officer. Does anybody know if there is still swimming at the quarry, the drowning incident yesterday? The person did not drown. They were in stable condition, but that incident. If anybody has any information or answers to any of that, give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. You know, that's kind of a weird phrase, honestly. Drowning victim. Well, it sounds like they drowned, but this person, last I knew, according to the press release, 12 hours, was still in stable condition. And Officer Ice is down at Riverside Hospital, and hopefully we'll get an update on that before the morning's out. All right, 740-751-4038. Well, we had a Family Feud category last week, and to be honest with you, it's been so long now, because I think the last day we did this probably would have been Thursday, that, boy, isn't it, so it, we're going to start from scratch on this particular category. I know we did get some of the answers last week, but we're just going to start from scratch. So if you remember some of the answers, you can call them in here. We've got 13 minutes left this hour, 47 minutes past. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. H-A-I-R. Now, there are five answers here. And as I said last week, expression really is not the right word. It's more give me a word or words that contain the word hair. Because when I go down this list, there's one word, there's one answer that is just one word. And then there are three answers which are just two words. And then there's one answer that's three words. So they're not really expressions. They're just more words, or really words is what it is. Words that contain the word hair. H-A-I-R. All right. 48 minutes past the hour here this day after Memorial Day 2023. May the 30th. Only 2 days left in the month of May. 69 degrees and sunny skies. Does anybody know the answer? Phone lines are open here this morning. Give me a word or words that contain the word hair. H-A-I-R. And remember again, we did kind of start this last week, and we did get several of the answers, but I don't remember which ones we got and which ones we didn't get, so we're going to start from scratch here this day after Memorial Day. Give me a word or words that contain the word hair. Now remember, one answer is just one word, three answers are two words, and one answer is three words. And phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a word or words that contain the word hair. 69 degrees, sunny skies, 1 degree away from 70 degrees. And it's not even 9 o'clock this morning. How about that? You know, I wonder if Chip got married. You know, wasn't he supposed to get married the weekend before last? Chip, our favorite bagger out at Kroger South. I don't know. I haven't heard from Chip in a while. Hopefully the wedding came off. Now, I'm pretty sure Linda did get married. I had a little communication with Linda over the weekend. I don't think she's back in town yet. But she was supposed to get married, I think, on the 20th. So I hope that everything went well with her. And when I see her, I'll give you an update on if she was married or not. I'm sure she was. But that's where we are with that. All right. Does anybody have any answers this morning as we're coming off this Memorial Day weekend? You know, with it being 69 degrees already outside, maybe people are already hot. They're saying we got to get out early this morning and do whatever we got to do before it gets too warm. All right, the category with 9 minutes left to go this hour. Give me a word or words that contain the word hair. H-A-I-R. One of these has three words, three of them have two words, and one of them is just one word. And again, we did start this last week, but I don't remember how far we got. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say bad hair day.
Bad hair day, number one on the list. Hey, did you do anything fun over the weekend?
No.
Nope, just a normal weekend, huh?
Just normal, yes.
Well, glad you called in. Thanks. Yes, bad hair day is number one on our list today. 52 minutes past the hour. Give me a word or words that contain the word hair. H-A-I-R. Give me a word or words that contain the word hair. H-A-I-R. Now, bad hair day was number one. That was the answer that had three words. Now, there are three answers that have two words and one answer that's just one word. So, if anybody has the answers, give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. Bad hair day number one. 15 people said bad hair day. But what are the other four? I really don't know how these are expressions. We're going to have to get the definition of expression and see how any of these answers are really an expression. I don't think they are. I think they're just words. But we did have this last week, and again, I don't remember how deep we got in the category. I know we did not finish it off because I stuck it in the folder. But so far, we got one answer. One answer and 7 minutes left to go before the top of the hour, and I think we're going to have an update on this ambulance police explorer crash coming up next hour, so don't flip that dial. All right. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. Well, we did get the number one answer, bad hair day. Other than that, we've still got four to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We've got bad hair day so far. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I think hairbrush was one.
No hairbrush on the list.
Okay. I don't think haircut made it either. Okay.
Yep. No haircut. No hairbrush. No haircut on the list here today. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. Bad hair day was number one, and we've still got four other answers. Now, three of these are just two words. One of the words, obviously, which is hair. And then one of the answers is just one word that contains the word hair. Does anybody know what they are? 5 minutes left to go this hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Words that contain hair. Go ahead, caller.
Maybe I'm the only one awake.
You know, it's after that holiday weekend. It could be.
I know. I'm tired, so I know. Let's say hair loss.
Hair loss, yes, number five on the list. Hair loss is number five on the list here. So we've got bad hair days, number one, and hair loss is number five. But we've still got three in the middle. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. Now remember, two of these answers have two words, and one of these answers is just one word. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. 740-751-4038. You know, it is kind of interesting, because really this is probably the first week for a lot of people that they don't have to be up taking their kids to school. They don't have to. A lot of people are off work, took a vacation this week. A lot of people are probably sleeping in after the Memorial Day holiday because we were not live yesterday. haven't been live since Friday. So it's kind of tough coming off the holiday weekend sometimes. Give me an expression that contains the word hair. Bad hair day number one, hair loss number five. Still three in the middle, 57 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have those middle answers? We'd love to know if you do. They're the three in the middle. We've got the number one answer, which was bad hair day. And we've got the number five answer, which was hair loss. Now, there are two left on the list that are two words. And, of course, one of those two words is hair. And then the middle one, number three on the list, is just one word that has hair in it. As we teeter on 70 degrees here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the answers? Bad hair day number one, hair loss number five. What are the middle three? 740-751-4038. All right. Less than 2 minutes left this hour. Remember, we're going to have an update next hour on the whole situation with the ambulance and the police explorer that happened yesterday on Main Street coming up next hour. So you want to stay tuned for that right here on WGH Talk. All right, bad hair day number one, hair loss number four. Give me a word or expression that contains the word hair. Two of them are two words. One of them is one word. 740-751-4038. I think everybody is groggy. I'm a little groggy from the Memorial Day weekend. You know, putting on these cookouts is no small task, but you do it for the fun, which I certainly did have. And I hope you had fun doing whatever you did. I hope you had a great, great weekend and just had the most fun possible. That's really what I hope happened. So, you know, happiness to all, I guess, is what we would say. We're coming up on the break here. We're going to come back in 15 minutes with an update, live update on the accident yesterday. So you don't want to switch that dial. You're tuned into WGH Talk here in Marion, Marion's only talk station. Back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republican National Convention. With conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly.
This is Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are joined by a conservative